There's something you should know about music. Holy Prophet said, two sounds are cursed in this world, as well as in the hereafter. The sound of the flute played in celebration for a bounty, the twang of string instruments played during a calamity. He also said,
Wait.
What? Things just got a little bit deep. It's not that simple. While it might seem like these ahadith are absolute, we have to take a look at what our maraja have said. After all, they've read a few more ahadith than we have. These ahadith have been analysed in great detail by our contemporary scholars, who have looked at the other relevant ahadith and also analysed the context in which we live. Let's break it down. When asked, is it permissible to listen to revolutionary songs accompanied by sounds of piano, flute, drum, windpipe and electronic piano, Ayatollah Sistani says, if the music accompanying it is that which is suitable for entertainment and amusement gatherings, it is not permissible to listen to it.
But what does that mean?
Well, it's the type of music which is suitable for haram gatherings like discos and concerts and bars or even weddings where Muslims are not observing hijab. Ayatollah Khamenei has also said any sort of music or signing which keeps human beings away from Allah and away from moral merits and spirituality strays human beings from the path of Allah, the Exalted, is considered as lahwi and haram.
Okay.
But what if you're listening to that kind of music on your own? I mean, it's not in a social gathering, right? Wrong. That music which is haram is haram, whether you're on your own or with others.
Yeah, you hit the right note there.
But wait a minute, what if halal music is played in a haram amusement gathering? After all, I'm sure that there's some posh places out there where people drink wine and listen to classical music. And don't they play nasheeds in Islamic weddings nowadays? Doesn't that mean they're haram as well?
No!
That music which is halal, whether you're on your own or with others. It comes down to the nature of the music. But what would we define as music which is specifically played in haram gatherings? Well, it's that kind of music which is usually played in haram gatherings. You know what I mean. The kind of music that when you're in an environment where dancing and drinking and smooching is taking place, people want you to turn the volume up. In the very same environment, imagine if you played a halal soundtrack. I don't know, like classical music or a nasheed or an epic movie soundtrack. People would probably stop what they're doing and be like, I need to sort my life out.
Yeah man, I'm trying to get my groove on up in here.
It is making me lose my mojo. It's compelling me to begin a conversation when I have nothing to talk about.
Makes sense. Haram. Halal. Funky. What we have got to remember is music also comes with its own culture and fashion. And when we listen to a certain type of music, it doesn't only affect our ears, but our hearts too.
I have the strangest urge to go talk to a girl right now.
The Holy Prophet said music is a charm of adultery. Some types of music entice and arouse desires within a person, give you goosebumps or chills, or make you feel euphoric. But in reality, it's nothing but a chemical high. Your brain is just flooded with dopamine.
Oh, but it doesn't affect me in that way. I can listen to Bollywood songs all day and think of nothing but God. I can listen to a haram track and it doesn't take me towards sins or nothing.
Really? So I guess you can have a drop of alcohol too. After all, that small amount won't make you drunk, will it?
Don't take it personally. No, really, the fatwas of the Grand Maharaja don't make it a personal thing. The key here is human beings. So that means not just you, but rather human beings collectively. The final stroke is that if it's suitable for a haram amusement gathering, then it's haram, full stop. Otherwise, Obviously, we didn't have time to go over all the mojos, so it's important that you check out what your mojo says.
We'll see you next fortnight when we're going to be talking about activism.